An explicit confession due the church. Appendix F. Addendum. Some who have read the pre-publication proofs of this confession have suggested that readers may find difficulty in grasping what we mean by the terms corporate guilt and corporate repentance. Lest any get a wrong impression, we are adding this postscript to set forth in some inspired terminology just what is the heart experience to which we are referring. While we feel that corporate is the only English term that can represent Paul's idea of the body, or person, relationship the church bears, other biblical terms have at times been used that speak of this underlying. Thou knowest not guilt and corresponding repentance which is appropriate. As the prophet Isaiah beheld the glory of the Lord, he was amazed, and overwhelmed with a sense of his own weakness and unworthiness, he cried, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. Now he sees himself exposed to the same condemnation he had pronounced upon others. When our eyes look by faith into the sanctuary, and take in the reality, the importance and holiness of the work there being done, everything of a selfish nature will be abhorred by us. Sin will appear as it is, the transgression of God's holy law. The atonement will be better understood. The vision given to Isaiah represents the condition of God's people in the last days. They are privileged to see by faith the work that is going forward in the heavenly sanctuary. As they look by faith into the Holy of Holies, they perceive that they are a people of unclean lips. Well may they despair as they contrast their own weakness and unworthiness with the purity and loveliness of the glorious character of Christ. But if they will humble their souls before God, there is hope for them. The work done for Isaiah will be performed in them. This fearful message to the Laodiceans will do its work. It is designed to arouse the people of God, to discover to them their backslidings, and to lead to zealous repentance, that they may be favored with the presence of Jesus, and be fitted for the loud cry of the third angel. Sometime the full post-1888 story will be seen in its true bearing, with all the burden of woe that has resulted from it. There will be a great humbling of hearts before God on the part of every one who remains faithful and true to the end.